In this bulletin, new COVID-19 restrictions for New South Wales with its outbreak linked to a US arrival. Jared Hayne jailed for at least 3 years and 8 months for a sexual assault. And a New Zealand weightlifter could become the first transgender Olympian. With the latest SBS News, I'm Sarah Shalala. New restrictions are coming into force as New South Wales tries to contain the latest COVID-19 outbreak that's been linked to someone who arrived from the United States. A man in his 50s tested positive and now his wife has also been infected. Genomic sequencing has linked the man's infection to an arrival from the US who tested positive on day one of their hotel quarantine at the Park Royal Darling Harbour. They were then moved to a specialist facility called the Sydney Health Accommodation. Chief Health Officer Dr. Kerry Chance says CCTV footage is being reviewed to try to work out how the infection passed from the US arrival to the man in his 50s.
We can't find any direct link between our case. So what we're concerned about is that there is another person that is yet unidentified that infected our case. And then the hypothesis is that our case then passed on to the household, which is what we would believe because of the greater risk in households.
Premier Gladys Berejiklian says new restrictions come into force from 5 p.m. to try to prevent a super spreading event.
Over the next 3 days, there will be compulsory mask wearing. Household visitors will be limited to 20. No singing or dancing indoors, but for weddings where we recommend no more than 20 on the dance floor at any given time.
Face coverings will be mandatory indoors and on public transport, and drinkers at indoor bars must stay seated. The restrictions apply to Greater Sydney, the Blue Mountains, the Illawarra and the Central Coast. Australia's medical regulator has confirmed there have been 5 new cases of a rare but serious blood clotting disorder in the past week linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Since the start of the vaccine rollout, there's been a total of 11 cases after the administration of 1.4 million doses. A man in Queensland and one in Tasmania are among the latest cases. The head of the Therapeutic Goods Administration, Professor John Skerritt, says the rare clots are occurring at a similar frequency to what's being reported by other countries using the vaccine. He says it's important for the over 50s to realise the protection provided by AstraZeneca far outweighs any dangers.
The benefits of this vaccine for the over 50s still very significantly exceed the risks of this vaccine. And remember that the risk of serious illness or death dramatically increases by every 10 years of age once you turn 50. And by being vaccinated, we're not only protecting ourselves, but we're also protecting our loved ones, especially the older and more frail loved ones and those around us in our community.
Tasmania has banned anyone who has visited a COVID-19 exposure site in New South Wales from entering the state. Those who have arrived in Tasmania from anywhere in New South Wales since the 30th of April must self-isolate for 14 days and get tested. Similar requirements apply to those who have entered the Northern Territory. It requires anyone who has visited an exposure site to get tested and undergo supervised 2-week quarantine. And Queensland's Health Minister Yvette Darth says hotel quarantine will also be mandatory for anyone arriving from New South Wales who has visited an exposure site.
Anyone who has been to any of those venues in New South Wales, immediately quarantine, either at home or other accommodation that they're at for 14 days. What we will also now be doing is from 1 a.m. tomorrow morning, anyone who arrives from New South Wales who have been to any of those venues, they will need to go into hotel quarantine.
The rest of the states and territories say anyone who has visited the New South Wales exposure sites needs to get tested and isolate for 14 days. China has suspended key economic talks with Australia in what could be seen as a retaliation for the Belt and Road deal, with Victoria being scrapped. All activities under a major economic framework have been suspended, cutting off all diplomatic contact with Beijing under the China-Australia Strategic Economic Dialogue. China has explained the decision by issuing a statement blaming the Morrison government's disruptive attitude. It is the first major response from the Chinese government since the Morrison government cancelled Victoria's Belt and Road Agreement in March. Former NRL star Jared Hayne has been jailed for at least 3 years and 8 months for sexually assaulting a woman. He was sentenced to a total of 5 years and 9 months for the attack on a 28-year-old woman in Newcastle on the night of the 2018 NRL Grand Final. He was found guilty of two counts of aggravated sexual assault in March. In sentencing, the judge found Hayne knew the woman had not consented to sex, but he went ahead anyway. If you or someone you know needs support, you can call 1-800-RESPECT or 1-800-737-732 or visit 1800respect.org.au. To sport now, a New Zealand weightlifter Laurel Hubbard could become the first transgender athlete to compete at an Olympics after qualifying for the rescheduled Tokyo Games due to a rule change. A report from Inside the Games website says Hubbard is effectively guaranteed a spot in the women's super heavyweight category after the International Olympic Committee approved an amendment to the qualifying system due to disruption caused by the pandemic. While the 43-year-old would be the oldest weightlifter at Tokyo, she has a genuine chance of winning a medal, given her qualifying lifts rank her fourth out of the 14 qualifiers in the 87 kilogram plus super heavyweight category. And now for a look at today's weather in Perth. It's partly cloudy and 22. Adelaide, much the same, 22 as well. Melbourne, similar conditions and 21. Hobart, partly cloudy, 21 again. Canberra, a shower or two and 20. Wollongong, showers and 21. Sydney, rainy and 23. Newcastle, showers and 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27. Cairns, sunny, 28. And Darwin, also sunny, 34 degrees. I'm Sarah Shalala, and this is SBS News.